Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 6, Text number 11 and 12. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, S. C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. Low class people, due to their gross ignorance, introduce a system of religion that deviates from the Vedic principles. Following their own mental concoctions, they automatically fall down into the darkest region of existence. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, where there is a description of the downfall of the asuras. Tanaha dushita kuroran samsaresh naradaman shipamaya srasuban asuriswa yavayonisu asurim yoni mapana mama janmani janmane mama prape yokavanteya mama prape yokavanteya last line something. So they, I repeatedly put them in the demoniac species of life, and they never come to me. In this age of Kali, people are overwhelmed by modes of passion and ignorance. Lord Rishabhadev incarnated himself to deliver them from the clutches of Maya. Bolam. In this age of Kali, people are overwhelmed by mode of passion and ignorance. Lord Rishabhadev incarnated himself to deliver them from the clutches of Maya. Purport. The symptoms of Kali Yuga are predicted in the 12th canto, 3rd chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam. Lavanyam kesa vardhanam. Fallen souls, how they will behave? They will keep their hair long and consider themselves very beautiful. Or they will pluck out their hair as the Jains do. They will keep themselves unclean and will not wash their mouths. Jains refer to Lord Rishabhadev as their original preceptor. If such people are serious followers of Rishabhadev, they must also take his instructions. In the 5th chapter of this canto, Rishabhadev gave his 100 sons instructions whereby they could become free from clutches of Maya. If one actually follows Rishabhadev, you will certainly be delivered from the clutches of Maya and return home back to Godhead. If one strictly follows the instructions of Rishabhadev given in the 5th chapter, you will certainly be liberated. Lord Rishabhadev incarnated specifically to deliver these fallen souls. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmaditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhish Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayandrupa Kadamaya Pradhani Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vatadhu Tora Bhaktaranda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Lord Rishabhadev, He incarnated in Satyayuga. But because your Trikalagna is in one sense extraordinary king, Raja Rishi, and is also a Mahayogi. But that is only just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acting the role of a devotee. If God acts the role of a devotee, then you can see all perfections of a devotee. No one can become a devotee like when God Himself becomes a devotee. Similarly here, if the Lord comes as a king, either Prithu Maharaj or Rishabhadev or Lord Ramchandra, so, or Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Dwarkadish, there cannot be any comparison. Because whatever role God takes, that is ultimate. You cannot say he is ruling the world like Lord Ramchandra. No. He may try to follow the footsteps of Lord Ramchandra, but you cannot compare. Like there may be many nice devotees, but they cannot be compared with Radharani. Radharani is also a devotee. But Radharani is God playing the role of a devotee. Is there any difference between Radharani and Krishna? Is there any difference? Except that they are two in bodies, except that they are two in form, but otherwise, there are two, that's why we call it Yugal Sarkar. Yugal Sarkar or Yugal Kishore. You cannot be compared to Radharani, because Radharani is Yugal Kishori. She is a Kishori, but you will become old man. So what is the, you are embodied. There is a difference between your body and soul. But there is no difference between Radharani's and daily like this one, yeah? Hearing is, attentive hearing is like that. What is going to come out of your mouth next? You have to enthuse the speaker also. That is called animated hearing. Enthusiastic hearing. I am hearing. Not like that. Like that you have to express yourself. Understanding. And taking the different. Sometimes you may talk humorous, sometimes talk serious, sometimes you may talk scholarly. Accordingly, you have to change your face. Either you understand, you follow, or you don't, and things like that. But not entire class, I am hearing. That is, as the class goes on, there is interaction between the listeners and the speaker. That's a good question. What did I ask just now? Is there any difference between between Radharani and any ordinary woman of this world? Complete difference. because Radharani's body is transcendental. Anybody's body in this world is material. You cannot compare. There are many great kings. Yudhishthira Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, and there are also Prithu Maharaj, Rishabhadev Maharaj, and Krishna Chandra Maharaj, Ram Chandra Maharaj. You cannot compare God and the ordinary person, however great he may be. They were very great. But generally, when a person becomes a devotee of the Lord, he becomes very great in whatever. If you are a devotee and a king, then you are a very great king. Because you are an ideal king. Because you are a devotee king. Then you will be decorated with all the good qualities. If you become a devotee scientist, ordinary scientist is nonsense, all speculations and imaginative theories. Perhaps, maybe like this, in my opinion, I believe, scientist. He says, he's a scientist and says, I believe. What is this? In my opinion. If it is science, how can he say, in my opinion? If it is science, it is the same for everybody. But because that guy doesn't know. But he is egoistic, so he wants to claim that I have knowledge. But a devotee, his knowledge is clear. There are 84 lakhs of species. The spiritual world, the Atma is there. These things are not known to science. They don't believe that there is an eternal world. This is the world that comes into existence. Right? Bhagavad Gita says in the 8th chapter, it says, Gama Vishuja Bhutane Dharayami Vaisa Pushnami Shasudhe Soma Bhuta. Not that one. It says, what is that? Repeatedly, this world comes into existence and becomes annihilated. So it starts with something like Bhutva Bhutva Priliyate. What is that sloka? Bhutva Bhutva Priliyate. There is one line. So it says that this world repeatedly comes into existence and again vanishes. Comes into existence and vanishes. The 15th chapter. Or 8th chapter he says. All these living entities. Bhutagramasayavayam bhutva bhutva praliyate. They repeat it. And then ratragame avasaparda prabhavanta haragame. When Brahma's night starts, again it all becomes unmanifest. Bhutagramasayavayam bhutva bhutva praliyate. Ratragame avasaparda prabhavanta haragame. Paratasmasu bhavanno vyakta vyakta sanatana yasa sarvesu bhuteshu nasyasyu na vinasyati. Avyaktokshara ityukta tamahu paramangatim yamprapya na nivartanta taddhama paramam mama. So clearly he is saying, Purushasya Parapardha. God is a Purusha, Para. He is a transcendent person. Purushasya Parapardha Bhaktiya Labhya Sananaya. Yashyantastani Bhutani Yena Sarva Medantatam. So this description is there. Again, Sahasrayoga Paryantam Aharyat Brahmano Vidu Ratriyoga Sahasrantam Teho Ratra Vidu Jana Avyakta Advyaktaya Sarva Prabhavanta Aragame Ratriagame Praliyante Tatreva Vyakta Sangyake Avyakta Advyaktaya Sarva Prabhavanta Aragame. When the Srishti begins again, Avyaktad Vyaktaya Sarva Prabhavanta Aragama. When the night starts again, when the day starts, all Avyakta will become Vyakta. Avyaktad Vyaktaya Sarva Prabhavanta. Then when the night of Brahma starts, Ratragame Praliyante. Praliyante means waters of devastation. Pralayajal. Tatraeva Vyakta Sangike. Again, it becomes unmanifest. Important slokas that describe the nature of this world. So I told you two slokas. Bhuta Grama Sayavayam, Bhutva Bhutva Peliyate, Ratragama Sapada, Prabhavanta Aragama. That is one. Avyakta Vyaktaya Sarva. Prabhavanti Aragame, Ratragame Praliyante, Tatraeva Vyakta Sanyake. Again, it goes into unmanifest form. So the point is, a devotee scientist and we spoke about a devotee scientist and we also spoke about what? A devotee? Huh? One combination here. Huh? Right. Devotee king and non-devotee king. Raja Rishi and ordinary Rishi. So Raja Rishi is like God, Naradev. It is not Dev. Then he becomes as great as. So, however great a king may be, because he is a devotee, because devotees are empowered, a devotee scientist. Like we have certain devotees in ISKCON who are also scientists. And they have complete knowledge. They have no speculation. They don't propose theories. They tell the facts. They are scientists because they have that background, but they are devotees, so they know what is what. They don't propose evolution theory, they don't propose chemical evolution of life and things like that. Because they are all still in searching platform. How did the life come? How there are so many living entities? The scientists are still puzzled about that. But devotees, they are Vedantins. Their knowledge is complete. So until you become a devotee, you cannot be a real scientist. Until you are a devotee, you cannot have complete answers to life. For now, they are spending crores and crores, decades and decades, thousands and thousands of people. Thousands and thousands of scientists are working, and they are working for scores and decades. Score means what? 20. Decade means 10. So they are working for 10 years, 20 years. It's a long time. So they are spending crores and crores, lot of money. They are spending a lot of money, they are spending a lot of time, lot many scientists are working. Lot many, not one man. Everybody wants to be a scientist. But what is the output? What is the knowledge they have? Completely speculative, completely incomplete. They don't have specific answers to the riddles of life, you know? So, if your knowledge has to be complete, you have to be a devotee. If you, like Narendra Modi Saab, he wants to do extraordinary rulership, but he cannot. He will become a joker. What already people have started telling. 100 days of Narendra Modi, what did he achieve? Now, yesterday I was reading in newspaper, everyone by is saying that ad. They have depicted Narendra Modi as a boxer. Narendra Modi with big gloves and shorts and little muscles and like that. Now, Narendra Modi versus inflation. Because he announced as part of his election manifesto, if our party is elected, he is already declared Prime Minister. If BJP wins, Narendra Modi is going to be PM. Before. So, if our party wins, that means if the party wins, he is going to be PM. Automatically, it's not, they announced it well before the elections. Because they thought that there is a wave, Modi wave. And then what happened? Now they said Narendra Modi, he promised. Now he has come to practical level. He said, I will provide all girl students in the schools a toilet. He has big plans. Now he has come down to. Now there is what called Dhanjan Yojana. Dhanjan Yojana means whether he will give you money or not. Everyone should have a bank account. Today, it's going to start. Everyone in India, just you approach any bank, immediately they have to open an account for you. That's it. But what is the use? No account, no money in the account. Some gimmicks, you know, these are all gimmicks. What did you achieve in 100 days? This kind of things. So, yeah, in the newsstand coming soon, India Today, it's Modi versus inflation. Who is victorious? Whether prices are rising high or Modi is rising high? The prices are rising high. So, this is the way of governance in Kali Yuga. You pull out that guy, this guy cheated us, and you bring some other guy. And he is going to stay for 5 years. But only after 100 days, again, people start pulling his legs. What is he doing? What is up? Big plans. Big nice words they use. Dhanjan Yojana. Dhanjan Yojana. And many plans. He is very good at using words. He coins words. What is that? Swaraj Suraj. Swarajaya, lekin kisi ko shanti sukh nahi mila, hum aayenge, Suraj pradan karenge. Suraj means good governance. The government is there, but there is no good governance. He says, I am going to do the job. So the point is, without being a devotee king, without being a devotee, Raja Rishi, Rishi means devotee. So a king has to be devotee. Otherwise, what can you do? If you want to reduce the prices, there should be good rains. And can Modi make rains happen? He is telling the scientists. He is telling all the scientists, please, you do research in such a way that you can create what is called green revolution, white revolution. He is talking about, I don't know what it is, blue revolution and pink revolution, all bombastic words. People, he's going to do something extraordinary. He's talking about blue revolution. What is blue revolution? That means he's going to help fishermen. The sea waters are considered blue. Sea waters are considered to be blue. Blue revolution means now we'll create employment. We'll make people fishermen, not devotees. I'll make such plans that many people will take to fisheries business. That way they will increase their income. And so many fish will be killed. So many fish will be killed and there will be a war. There will be a war among human beings. And so many fishes will be killed and there is so much terrorism. So because you are killing is reciprocated with killing again. So that is blue revolution. And white revolution, white milk products. He's going to give milk products. So he's telling the scientists, please, you take any grant, but you kindly make these things happen. What they will do? They will only eat that money and make big, big paper presentations, reports. The prices are going high, prices are going high. Nobody is able to catch up with the prices. So, because he is not a devotee king, a real king has to consult devotees, Vaishnavas. Then they will tell you. I am actually looking forward to an appointment with Narendra Modi, if that is possible. So, because he is an honest man, he is not a hypocrite, he is not a just a talk person. But he doesn't know. You work hard, you try hard, but you need divine intervention, God's intervention in anything. What is that Bhagavad Gita sloka 18th chapter? It says, Panchayatani Mahabhava Karanani Nibhaya Sankhya Krutani Proktani Siddhaya Sarvakarmanam. Any work, if it has to be a success, if you want Narendra Modi to be a success, then he has other four factors. In the five factors, you know three factors. Doubtful. There are five factors needed for success of any job. Panchayatani Mahabhava Karanani Nibodhame. Sankhya Krutanti Poktani Siddhaya Sarvakarmanam. Siddhaya Sarvakarmanam. Any activity to be successful, there are five factors behind it. One is your senses, one is your mind, one is your efforts, and the other is facilities, the resources. If you want to, you are a good laborer. But if there is no work, where you are going to put your labor? There should be land, there should be instruments, and you can work. So the fifth factor is called Paramatma, the divine factor. And of all of them, the divine factor is more important. although divine factor looks like sanctioning authority, but he is not only the sanctioning authority. He also gives you the know-how. He also gives you the energy to work. He also gives you the intelligence to work. This divine factor, it spreads out on all the other, your senses. But you may be hard of hearing. You may not hear properly. You may not see properly. Then you cannot work properly if your senses are not old people. Similarly, you may be a robust body. If you got intelligence, what is the use of you run around like a donkey, like people are doing? People have no intelligence. Intelligence comes by chanting Hare Krishna. Intelligence comes by chanting Hare Krishna. That's how our devotee scientists have become real scientists. They have real solutions to the problems of the world. Like devotee managers, like we are devotee managers, and we are running the show. There are many managers who are short of funds. There are many managers who are working in so many ways, but their project is not success. But devotees, they don't have big resources. They don't have big influence. Just because they are devotee, they attract the attention of God. And then one man can do so much. Devotees, devotee management, devotee administration. Anyway, here we are talking about devotee scientist and devotee king and devotee businessman, devotee professor. Everyone first has to be a devotee, then other things. Otherwise, mission failure. You are born to fail. Like you say, operation successful but patient died. I did very nice operation and you look at the patient died. The operation there is no everything managed nicely. The patient died. So this is the state. If you are not a devotee, you may be very expert this way, that way, that way, but ultimately, mission failure. You are heading to become a dog or a cat, or you are going to hell. Does anyone wants to work hard to become a dog or a cat? They are working hard. Make sure that I don't miss the birth of a dog. Make sure that I surely become a cat. Meow, meow, meow. You do that. And we are not satisfied with the punishment kicks we are getting here. I want to see the kicks of Yamadutas. How do Yamadutas kick? You don't be seen again. Their kicks are so strong. But the police kicks here and the courts kicks here. You are not satisfied. So do such nonsense activities. Now you have to meet Yamadutas, shake hands. Yamadutas will extend a hand to give you shake, but they don't really meet your hands. They get on your head or they get on your shoulders like that. And then they kick you like a football. Like that, you go somersaulting. And Rishabhadev, he is not a king like that. Lord Rishabhadev incarnated himself to deliver his praja from the clutches of Maya. So, whatever you are doing, The aim is deliverance. Deliverance from sin, deliverance from misery, deliverance from repetition of birth and death cycle. Everything. Delivering happiness. A devotee delivers everything. That's what he said. Rishabhadev incarnated himself to deliver his public, deliver his people from the clutches of Maya. So as long as we are in the mode of ignorance and passion and also goodness, we are in the clutches of Maya. Although mode of goodness is better than ignorance and passion, but a man just in the mode of goodness cannot deliver himself. From Satogun, you have to transcend Satogun also. Krishna is saying, in Bhagavad Gita, what is that? In the second chapter, he says, uses the word, everything in this world is Trigunatmak. Traigunna Vishya Veda Nistraigunna Bhavarjana. This whole world is reeling under three modes of material nature. Simply, they are not advancing. They are going round and round, round and round. Anytime you see, they are on the movement. But they are not going anywhere, round and round. Suppose you want to go to Delhi. You go round and round and round and say, after evening, where did they reach? Did they reach Nagpur? No. You are still in your room. If you go round and round, how you are going to reach Delhi? You should go fast. Get into the train. Train should go in the direction of Delhi. There you are. After 24 hours, you are in Delhi. But not this circular route where you don't reach anywhere. You are in the same place. So, only holy name can correct everything. Have no doubts about that. So, we have to convince our scientists, we have to convince our leaders that I was wondering. Like, you see yesterday there was some kind of budget presentation. So many thousands of crores allotted. Thousands of crores for this sector, thousands of crores for that sector, for development. I was looking, is there anything like how much money we can spend for propagating the holy name? The more you propagate the holy name, the more you can redress the problems of the world. Otherwise, it's simply going down the drain. That means your money is getting wasted and wasted. So, simply, if you want to control inflation, there should be more production. When there is more production, prices will fall down. No? If you want to bring the inflation under control, then you have to increase the production. But increase of production is dependent on God. You need seeds. You need rain, you need stamina, and you need an environment to be favorable. Suppose nice seeds, nice land, nice fertilizers, but environment doesn't cooperate. Unfavorable climate, everything will be finished. All your leave aside profit. You cannot even break the ground. You cannot get your investment also. So the king's business is to deliver one from the clutches of Maya. What is Maya? What is Maya? Maya means anything that is not connected to Krishna. Anything that is not connected to Krishna is Maya. Krishna on one side, Maya on the other side. If you leave Krishna, you are in Maya. There are no other slots. Simply either Krishna or Maya. So no matter what big scientist you are, no matter what big king you are in Maya. In Maya means what you are not. Maya. Ma means not. We are thinking we are this body, no? And we are trying to make this body very comfortable and satisfied. But you are not the body, and on bodily plane you cannot solve the problems. Body means problems. Body means problems. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, doshanu, darshanam. Krishna is saying, body means simply misery. From what? Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosh, struggle. So, on a bodily plane, don't be optimistic. Don't be hopeful. Don't be on the bodily plane. Suppose our Pradhan Mantri is promising, oh, I will provide everyone a TV set. I will provide everyone a home, that's it. By 2000, I don't know, he said, how many years they take? He said, by this many years, we'll see every Indian as a home. Aadmi aadmi ka apna makan. That maybe he will do. But what about satisfaction and happiness? Aap kiraye ke makan mein baith ke ro rahe hain, ab apne makan mein baith ke rahenge. Ye hoga. That's what will happen. Because material things can never give happiness to the soul. That's why we say, have no illusions about that. The devotees are real. If you want real ananda, go to devotees. If you want to be fooled, anybody, people, many people are standing out there. Many non-devotees are, everybody is competing. No? I was in the airport, we came out. Chennai airport, we came out. I thought they want to serve us. Some 50 taxi drivers, sir, taxi, sir, taxi. As though they are competing for service. And then you accept somebody. And then he started, give me this much money. They need a bargain. So I think they should not actually, you know, it's like I was so bad. One man is coming in, 50 drivers. Taxi, sir, taxi, sir, taxi, sir. Headache. He says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna is there. Taxi, 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 taxi. He said, every hour you come outside, everybody, you know, attacking you, taxi, 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 taxi. So you are taxed with their encroachment on you, and you are feeling very this thing, dimmed, hearing to your taxi, 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 taxi. 50 people. Actually, if they all come together and chant Hare Krishna, smoothly everything will happen. But that intelligence they don't have, because they are not, neither thinking. You just put a book, badi aayega, taxi, right, night 12 o'clock. You just put a call taxi, put a little identity card, call taxi, stand there nicely, at least you will save your energy. So one man, how can he ride in 50 taxis? How can one man ride in 50 taxis? You tell me. One man can only bring one taxi. What is the point in 50 people jumping down? Taxi. Hell. They are creating a hell. So the point is, devotees have to be active. Now karmis are active, and devotees are not so active. But when devotees become active, you can correct all the problems of the world. Like Rishabhadeva. Rishabhadeva has real solutions, and Rishabhadeva has answers for everyone's problems. So we want that our leaders deliver us, not goods, deliver us, not this, that. We want deliverance of ourselves. We don't want our Prime Minister to deliver us the bank account, deliver us food grains, deliver us job. No, I want a Prime Minister who can deliver me. Not deliver me sabji. I want to be delivered. That knowledge they don't have. But a Raja Rishi, like Rishabhadeva, he will not come and say, if you elect me, I will give you sabji. If you elect me, I will give you bank account. A Raja Rishi will tell you, if you give me a chance, you need 100,000 things. But still you will not be happy. You elect me as a leader. I will make you free from all these needs. That the soul doesn't need a bank account. That the soul need a bank account. Soul, atma ko bank account ka jarurat hai kya? Nahi. Atma ke liye sabji, chawal jarurat hai kya? Jarurat nahi hai. Atma ko jarurat nahi hai. Sharir ke liye jarurat hai. शरीर के लिए इसका मतलब आप भजन करने के बिना काफी क्या आप भक्त रहेंगे क्या? आत्मा को भजन जरूरत है, चावल सब्जी जरूरत है, चावल सब्जी शरीर के लिए जरूरत है, चावल सब्जी तो दुनिया खा रहे हैं लेकिन वो भक्ति में आगे नहीं बढ़ रहे हैं। तो आत्मा के लिए चावल सब्जी जरूरत नहीं है। हम लोग भक्ति में इसलिए है, हम लोग भजन कर रहे हैं, आत्मा के लिए भजन चाहिए। तो सर आप बहुत ज्यादा करके अच्छा भक्त बनना चाहते थे। बहुत ज्यादा भजन करके आप अच्छा भक्त बनेंगे। बोलो
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
निरंतर श्रीमद्भागवतम की।